It's the 27th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Three men responsible for setting several fires around the building of an estate agent in Luton while people were inside will spend time behind bars. Paul Mitchell, Darren Smith and Glenn Radcliffe were seen together on the night of the incidents by CCTV. The 52-year-old Mitchell was caught on camera at a petrol station filling a jerrycan. The same container was found at the site. Additional footage showing 42-year-old Smith and Radcliffe, 36, shattering the front glass of the property and throwing something inside. Shortly after, a fire erupts. The four people in the upstairs apartment luckily saw the flames and made a safe exit. The perpetrators were found guilty on arson and reckless endangerment charges. Smith and Radcliffe received a four-year sentence, while Mitchell will spend 5 years in prison. The Automobile Association has called the recent rise in car thefts across Bedford as a cause for concern. Home Office data, ending in June, revealed that vehicles were stolen at a 10% higher rate when compared to the prior year, with just over 1,500 incidents listed by police. Plans for a large solar array in Clapham will have to be reworked following the discovery of Iron Age artifacts. The area, north of College Farms, labelled as archaeologically significant, is now being protected, and solar panel placement will need to be reconfigured. That proposal will require review by Bedford Borough. A decision regarding approval will be made by the 20th of November. This weekend, being the last Sunday in October, British summertime will be replaced by Greenwich Mean Time as clocks go back an hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. So be sure to plan accordingly. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.